Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares challenges George Soros to meet victims of crime. By Ken Klukowski on May 5, 2023. Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares is challenging Democrat mega donor George Soros to meet with the victims of criminals who have been unleashed upon the public by Soros-supported soft-on-crime prosecutors, a list which includes Loudoun County's Buddha Bibaraj. Meares scored an upset victory in November 2021 to become the Old Dominion's Attorney General, alongside Governor Glenn Youngkin. Both GOP stars rose on a wave of voters who had voted Democrat for several election cycles but have been repulsed by the indoctrination of schoolchildren, COVID-19 lockdown abuses, and violent criminals not being held to account. "I would challenge George Soros to sit in the same room I did with dozens and dozens of victims of violent crime," Meares said in a videotaped interview circulating on Twitter. "They've been the victim of these criminal first, victim last prosecutors." Meares is the first Hispanic and Cuban-American attorney general in Virginia, and makes the point that disadvantaged communities are hit especially hard by prosecutors who refuse to fully prosecute violent crimes, often in the name of equity or rehabilitation. "I challenge him publicly," Meares told the audience. "Why don't you sit down and have a meeting with me?" Soros is an ultra-wealthy hedge fund manager, originally from Hungary, who has funneled a staggering $11 billion into left-wing causes and candidates through his Open Society foundations and other organizations. In addition to supporting left-wing Democrats on the national stage, he is especially active in funding opposition to election integrity laws and supporting county prosecutors who often do not enforce criminal laws that they disagree with. While many of those prosecutors are in hard left jurisdictions, like Calvin Bragg in New York City, who is prosecuting former President Donald Trump, and George Gascon in Los Angeles, some are in liberal enclaves in moderate jurisdictions, such as Kim Gardner in St. Louis, who will resign effective June 1. Some of these prosecutors have even been elected in moderate jurisdictions, however. A prime example of this Soros influence is Buddha Bibaraj, the Commonwealth Attorney of Loudoun County, Virginia, which only a few years ago was reliably Republican. In the past few years, the Loudoun County School Board has become a national laughingstock, pushing critical race theory, CRT, and LGBT policies in schools. When Soros' support was added to this mobilization from the left, the residents of Loudoun County suffered a separate embarrassment with the election of Bibaraj. County elections, such as for district attorney, or whatever name it goes by in each state, in Virginia it is called the Commonwealth Attorney, or school board, are generally low turnout, low budget campaigns. A significant surge of outside campaign contributions or independent expenditures can have a tremendous impact on such races. One example at the intersection of these issues was a transgender student in a Loudoun County public high school who allegedly sexually assaulted a girl in a school restroom. School administrators quietly transferred him to another high school, where he allegedly assaulted a second girl. Bibaraj did not prosecute the accused criminal. Instead, when the father of the first girl spoke at a school board meeting to protest the outrage and he resisted relinquishing the microphone, Bibaraj brought charges against the father for disorderly conduct and obstruction. A judge later booted Bibaraj off the case, citing concerns over her impartiality. Bibaraj is running for a second four-year term this November. Meares has been active in Loudoun County's situation, investigating the school board, which led to the firing of the school superintendent, and taking on Bibaraj and other Soros-supported prosecutors in Virginia. He lays much of the blame for the resulting lawlessness at Soros' feet. "Have you ever heard the cry of a mother who has lost a child from the most senseless reason that the child's killer got out, and should have been in prison?" Meares said he would ask of Soros. "There's not an anguish like that on the planet." Watch, Virginia AG Jason Meares, progressive prosecutors have a criminal first, victim last mindset. Breitbart News senior legal contributor Ken Klukowski is a lawyer who served in the White House and Justice Department.